Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And you're watching Studio Classroom. Thanks for joining us, friends. Let's get us started off with a talk about it question. Today's question is, what is something you dreamed of doing as a child? Have you accomplished it? Explain.
Well, Garrett, when I was a child, I dreamed about traveling to far away places, visiting countries or cities that I had never been to before. Now I live in a pretty far away place from where I grew up, so I guess you can say I accomplished that goal.
Yeah, that's a good one. I dreamed of becoming a professional baseball player. That definitely did not happen.
Well, we are going to talk about someone's childhood dream that did come true. We're talking all about gibbons today. Our article is called The Gibbon Experience, Laos. Let's get right into our lesson.
The Gibbon Experience, Laos. A childhood fantasy with a serious purpose. Imagine soaring over the lush rainforest on a zip line in western Laos toward your destination, one of the world's tallest treehouses. No, it's not a childhood dream. It's a reality at the Gibbon Experience in Laos.
Hello everyone, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们先来看名词 destination， 意思是目的地或是终点。来看个例句。Paris is a top travel destination for people who love food and fashion. 巴黎是美食与时尚爱好者的首选旅行目的地。与 destination 相关的形容词是 destined，重音在第一音节，它的意思呢是注定的或是预定的。例如 ，The small company was destined to grow into a global success story。这家小公司注定成长为一个全球性的成功故事。另一个相关的名词是 destiny， 意思是命运或是天命。譬如 ，Some people believe hard work can change what others call destiny。有些人相信努力工作能够改变所谓的命运。
What kind of experiences are you looking for in your travels? If you want to swing through the trees, maybe this experience is for you.
All right, let's get right into our lesson. We read here, friends, a childhood fantasy with a serious purpose. We see that word fantasy, friends.Let's talk about what it means.
Okay, a fantasy is an imagined world or story or something that happens in your mind. It's very different from reality.
Here's a way you could use that word fantasy in a sentence. She loves reading books about magic and fantasy.
Now, what we're talking about today is something that really happened in reality. It just is so amazing or special that it's kind of like it's not real.
Exactly. Let's find out what we're talking about, friends. Imagine soaring over the lush rainforest on a zip line in western Laos toward your destination, one of the world's tallest tree houses. There's a few great words we can take a look at in this sentence, friends. The first one is that word lush.
Yes, lush. If something is lush, it's growing thickly with lots of green plants.
Here's an example of how we can use lush in a sentence. The rainforest is lush and green all year. Now, the other word we want to look at, friends, is this word zipline. Can you tell us what this is, Garrett?
Absolutely. A zip line is exciting. It's when you have a big, thick cable running across some empty space, maybe between trees or other platforms. You use cables or some other things to hook yourself onto that cable and slide to the other side.
We rode the zip line down the mountain. Zip lines usually cover long areas of land, or they go from top to the bottom somewhere. They can be a lot of fun. And this is a really exciting thing to do. Riding a zip line is a lot of fun. Some might say it's a childhood dream.
Absolutely. You can do this in Laos at one of the world's tallest tree houses. We do see it's not just a childhood dream. A childhood dream is like a strong wish, or maybe even a goal that you have from the time when you're a kid.
Here's an example. Becoming an astronaut was his childhood dream. I think a lot of children dream of tree houses that they can climb up into or have a secret club in.
Absolutely. They are a lot of fun. Well, we have more to learn about this gibbon experience. Let's go on to our next reading.
The Gibbon Experience, Laos. The project took root in the mind of Jeff Rumeau, the founder of the Gibbon Experience, in 1996. While hiking in the area, Rumeau photographed black-crested gibbons, a critically endangered species. He felt burdened by the need to find a way to protect the rainforest's vital ecosystem. From illegal logging and hunting to fish bombing and land schemes, there were many problems, but no funds. Then Rumeau had the idea of creating trails, treehouses, and zip line networks in the forest as a way to bring people and money to the forest.
Founder 这个名词，它是在动词 found 的字尾加上 er。Found 的意思呢是创办或是创建，所以 founder 就是指创办人或是创建者。来看例句 ：Carlos interviewed the founder of a small coffee brand for his business podcast. Carlos 为他的商业播客采访了一家小型咖啡品牌的创始人。动词 found 也是 find 的过去分词，意思是被找到。常见的惯用语 lost and found 是指失物招领处。譬如 ，At the airport's lost and found, Lily finally recovered her missing passport. Lily 终于在机场的失物招领处找回了遗失的护照。Found 的名词是 foundation， 意思是创建或是基金会。譬如。The charity foundation raised enough money to rebuild homes after the typhoon. 该慈善基金会募集了足够的资金来为台风过后重建家园。
So what is this Gibbon experience and who started it? Let's find out together.
Okay, this Gibbon experience is in Laos, friends, and we read here, the project took root in the mind of Jeff Rumeau, the founder of the Gibbon experience in 1996. While hiking in the area, Rumeau photographed black-crested gibbons, a critically endangered species.
Ooh, it is an endangered species.An endangered species is a type of animal, or maybe even plant, that is at risk of disappearing forever. There just aren't that many of them left.
That's right. There are many different animals that we see today in zoos or on documentaries that are endangered species.
All right. So Jeff started this gibbon experience. He felt burdened by the need to find a way to protect the rainforest's vital ecosystem.
I really like this word burdened, friends. It has a few different meanings. Burdened can mean that someone is carrying a heavy load, but it can also mean that you feel a great responsibility. You feel really responsible for something.
Here's a sentence with that word. She felt burdened by way too much homework.
All right, in this example, it feels like a lot of pressure because of the amount of homework she has to do. And here we see Jeff felt burdened by the need to find a way to protect the rainforest's vital ecosystem.
All right, it is vital. Something that is vital is very important and maybe even necessary.
So here's an example of how you can use vital in a sentence. Water is vital for survival. It is necessary. Now we read on here, friends, from illegal logging and hunting to fish bombing and land schemes, there were many problems, but no funds.
Okay, there were many problems, but no funds. One of these problems would seem to be fish bombing. What in the world is that?
Okay, so friends, fish bombing is when people use explosives to catch or kill fish underwater. They're usually putting these explosives in the water where there are going to be a lot of fish, and then when the fish swim into this, they bomb the fish to kill them.
Yeah, it seems kind of aggressive. It seems a little bit like overkill. But friends, here's another sentence with that term. Fish bombing destroys both the fish and the environment around them.
That's right. So there isn't just fish bombing going on here, friends. There are other destructive things happening as well. Illegal logging and hunting, land schemes, and all of these problems need to be solved. But we see here that there were just no funds. Funds, of course, is the income or cash that you need in order to pay for something.
Well, then Rumeau had the idea of creating trails, tree houses, and zip line networks in the forest as a way to bring people and money to the forest.
This is really interesting. It sounds like Jeff found a creative way to turn this area basically into a tourist area where tourists would go to see these endangered species.
Right. I believe this is often called ecotourism. It's a way to bring tourists in, but actually to help the environment through that process. Well, friends, we do have more to learn. First, let's go and take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Let's take root. I once planted a tiny tomato seedling in my yard. I watered it, talked to it, even apologized for not being a better gardener. Weeks later, there was a miracle. It actually took root and then quickly became a salad. Let's talk about the phrase, take root. Literally, it means that a plant's roots grow into the soil, but we often use it figuratively too. It means that an idea, habit, or trend starts to grow and become established. For example, the habit of studying early finally took root, or the tradition took root in the community. Now let's explore a few other useful phrases with take. Take off means to become successful or suddenly increase. Her YouTube channel really took off last year. Take after. This means to resemble someone in personality or looks. He takes after his grandfather. Take on. This is to accept a challenge or responsibility. She decided to take on a new project. So whether it's a tomato plant, a new habit, or a brilliant idea, it all starts when something takes root. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
The Gibbon Experience, Laos. Not until 2004 did the first tree houses and zip lines open. And when they did, people flocked to the forest. The area was then designated the Nam Khan National Park in 2008. Today, the Gibbon Experience is a thriving tourism-based conservation program that employs more than 80 full-time staff, mostly from neighboring villages. The staff includes local guides, chefs, and support people who contribute to both the environmental protection and economic development of the area.
Economic 意思呢是经济的，经济上的，它是指整个经济环境的状况。譬如 ，Many families struggle when economic conditions change faster than their wages do。当经济形势的变化速度超过薪资增长的速度时，许多家庭就会陷入困境。另一个形容词是 economical， 意思呢是节省的、划算的，它比较指个人方面的节省或是精打细算。例如 ，An economical mindset can turn simple meals into creative, budget-friendly dishes. 节省的思维方式能把简单的餐食变得有创意又经济实惠。它的名词是 economy， 意思是经济、经济制度。例如 ，Changes in the global economy affect the price of even your morning coffee.全球经济的变动甚至会影响你每天早晨那杯咖啡的价格。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
So, Jeff Rumeau had this dream of creating something in the forest that would help protect these gibbons. But did it work out? And what did they do?
Well, we find out here that Jeff first found out about these black-crested gibbons back in 1996, or at least that's when he photographed them. And here we read in this section that not until 2004 did the first tree houses and zip lines open. And when they did, people flocked to the forest.
Ooh, there is a fun term in there. Flocked to the forest. When people flock to something or some place, they gather there in large numbers, often quickly.
That's right. For example, tourists might flock to a certain popular spot. We get this word often from talking about large amounts of certain animals, like birds. Birds might flock to a certain place. They fly in large numbers there.
Exactly. Okay, we continue. The area was then designated the Nam Khan National Park in 2008. Today, the Gibbon Experience is a thriving tourism-based conservation program that employs more than 80 full-time staff.
There are some great things to take a look at in this section, friends. First, we're going to talk about that word, designated. If something is designated, it is officially chosen for a special purpose.
Right, or it's given a special name. For example, you could say, this area over here is the designated lunch spot.
All right, and in our lesson here, there's a specific area of the forest that has been designated the Nam Khan National Park. And then we also see another word in this next sentence where we see that this Gibbon Experience is thriving. If something is thriving, it is growing or developing very well.
For example, a small business might be thriving. Usually when we say that, we're saying that they're making a lot of money. Business is going very well.
Definitely. And we see in our article here that this Gibbon Experience is thriving. And we can see that from the number of staff that they employ. 80 full-time staff, mostly from neighboring villages.
Right. The staff includes local guides, chefs, and support people who contribute to both the environmental protection and economic development of the area.
I see another fun word that we should take a look at together, friends. It's the word chef. Now, this is a profession, specifically the person doing that job. These are professional cooks, especially when we're talking about the main cook in a restaurant.
For example, the chefs prepared a delicious meal. Of course, you do need chefs at a place like this, because tourists want to eat.
Definitely. And we see here that the Gibbon experience doesn't just employ chefs. There are local guides and other support people. And they're not just working for the tourists, they're also working to protect this area.
Absolutely. So it sounds like an exciting experience, especially if you want to explore the jungle.
That's right. It's an exciting experience, and it sounds like it is good for the environment as well. Friends, we're not done talking about this just yet. Right now, it's time for us to go to today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看主词加 feel 加形容词或过去分词加 by 加名词或动名词的句型。这个句型是在表达某人因为某事而感到如何如何。动词 feel 后面可以接形容词，像是 happy、sad、nervous 等等，用来描述主词的情绪、感觉或状态。若要强调被动的感觉，则可以搭配过去分词，像是 moved、encouraged、inspired 等等。后面加介系词 by 表示因为、由于，再接名词或动名词，说明造成这种感觉的原因或方式。来看一个例句 ：She felt moved by the kindness of strangers. 她因陌生人的善意而受到感动。
All right, friends, we have reached the end of today's lesson talking all about the Gibbon experience. But before we go, I want to talk about a few of the things we saw in our lesson today. Garrett, let's talk about a little bit about the problem we saw and how it was solved.
Absolutely. So we talked about one man, Jeff Rumeau, who saw this problem in the jungles of Laos. Specifically, there wasn't a lot of protection for these endangered gibbons.
That's right. We saw that the area was experiencing a lot of different problems. All kinds of things, illegal logging and hunting, to fish bombing and land schemes. These are all problems in the area.
Right. And so he wanted to do something. He didn't just see the problem and ignore it. And so he wanted to create a place that tourists would want to go to and protect, full of zip lines, tree houses, and maybe some good food too.
Yeah, exactly. Because a lot of problems like this can't be solved unless there is funding. There has to be money that goes into these projects in order to solve these problems. By inviting tourists into the area, they would be spending money there, and that could fund these different programs to protect these gibbons.
Well, we learned that the Gibbon experience is thriving, but we haven't learned too much about what you can actually do if you travel there. We'll talk about this some more tomorrow.
I'm definitely looking forward to that. I always like to learn about new places to see and explore. Well, friends, that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye. Cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.